آل محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وطبيب نفوسنا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، لا سيما بقية الله روحي وأرواح العالمين لمقدمه الفداء. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. الحمد لله for another opportunity, special opportunity that inshallah I want to introduce to you tonight. For this reason, although on Thursday evenings usually we have our series on reflection and tafsir of the heavenly dua of the Akumail, tonight I'm not going to talk about the parts of the Akumail, at least not directly, although it's related, but not directly. The reason for that, because tonight I have a special news to share with you, something very, very special that by the grace of God, inshallah, may all of us take heed into it. Before I introduce the news for tonight, I need to make a quick detour and explain, prepare, inshallah, ourselves so that we grab the news more serious. Brothers and sisters, always remember and remind others, your family members, and especially ourselves and our souls, we should always remember that we are wayfarers. We are travelers. As philosophers, they say you cannot swim in a river twice. This river is the river of time. Once the sun for today set, it is set for good forever. As wayfarers and travelers, we are heading a destination. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. I'm speaking the obvious, but it is obvious. فَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is a reminder that we always need to be reminded, because unfortunately often we'll be so much distracted in the rat race of dunya that we become oblivious of these basic facts. So as wayfarers and travelers, the Almighty God in our journey in dunya has made service stations. It is my words, I call it like service stations. Imagine you are driving not from Sydney to Melbourne. Now you shouldn't, but maybe northward or somewhere else that you can drive. On the way, stop, revive, survive. You stop and fill up the tank, get some provisions for the rest of the journey. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the journey of this dunya also has introduced certain stations for us to take provisions. And some of these stations are so rich with the provisions, and the journey is so long. And remember that however you and I live our life, the days and the nights of our life of dunya have an apparent and a reality. The reality of the life of dunya, the way that you and I will live it, will appear and will come back to us in our life in barzakh, in our life in the hereafter. يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ أَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. Always remember that the life, our life is like is what do you call it, iceberg, that the tip of it is called dunya and the bigger portion of it is under the sea. All right, those who are familiar with my talks, they have heard these expressions a lot. So the reality of sitting here tonight is the second night of the month of Dhul-Hijjah in Sydney. And Thursday evening, a holy night, we are inshallah here for the sake of God, soon starting the Dua Kumail. This has an apparent that we all see it, and the reality of it will come back to us, inshallah, in the form of the Noor to benefit us. At the same time, that sins and mistakes that unfortunately often we make in our life, unless we repent and clean and clear it, again will come back to us in the evil forms. So with this preparation, I want to tell you that those stations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made in our journey in dunya, those who are smart and vigilant of the life in akhirah, they take advantage of these opportunities. They grab the opportunity to fill up the tank, to take as many provisions as they can, because they know that they, the head of them, there is no such opportunities anymore. All right. One of these unique opportunities that is so rich with spirituality for us and can nourish and cherish our soul, subhanAllah, to elevate it a lot, is the month of Dhul Hijjah. Why this month's Islamic calendar that we have just entered to, from last night, is called Dhul Hijjah? Dhu in Arabic, it means sahib, it means the possessor, it means the owner, the holder of. Al-Hijjah, the term Hajj, you're familiar with, they are all coming from the same root. Al-Hijjah, we taught at the end, it means one Hajj. So Dhul Hijjah, it means the month in which one Hajj is obligatory for those who have the means for it, all right? So because, in other words, in a simple term, because this is the month of Hajj, the major part of Hajj takes place in the first half of the, almost the first half of the of this month. This month is called Dhul Hijjah, the month of Hajj, okay? Now, Dhul Hijjah, along with the one before Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and also the month of Rajab. These 4 months are the sacred months. Always, please, in the Islamic calendar, be conscious of the sacred months. Al-Ashhurul Hurum. Sacred months, it means, as I always use this expression, any good that you do, see, the charity that you can give any time of the year is rewarding. But when it comes to this station, now we are in a station that is so rich with the spirituality, that any good that we do, there is a point system here. Any good that you do in this month, like giving a charity, any mustahab salat, any mustahab fasting, the reward is multifold. Unfortunately, the other side of it is that at the same time, there is a double demerit as well. Yani any sin, any mistake we commit in this month of Dhul Hijjah, the punishment is also twofold. That's why we need to be very vigilant and careful of this month. You know, it's just like a long weekend that people are more vigilant, careful. Hey, I cannot afford the, I've lost already so many points. I cannot afford losing my license. They drive very carefully. In the month of Dhul Hijjah, those who are God conscious, they are also careful. Not only make sure that inshallah we don't lose merits, rather we take advantage of the opportunity to gain more merits, inshallah, and to elevate your soul, to cherish your soul. The month of Dhul Hijjah, brothers, sisters, because we have just started it, today was the first day for it, I want to, inshallah, introduce and leave the rest to you and your, inshallah, opportunities that you seize. The month of Dhul Hijjah also, all year round, is unique as the month of Walayat. Why the month of Walayah? Because the first day of this month, which was today, according to Sheikh Tusi in his Misbah, is the anniversary of the marriage of Nurayn Nayyirayn, Maraj al-Bahrayn Yaltaqiyan. The two seas of Nur and Walayah, they met and made their union in marriage, Imam Ali alayhi salam and Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. It is also the first day of the month that historically Shi and Sunni narrators and Mufassirin have narrated it. When the first ayat of Surah Al-Bara'a, chapter 9 of the Quran was revealed, Jibreel descended to the Holy Prophet and says, Ya Rasulallah, only you or someone like you is allowed to proclaim and declare this ayat to the idol worshippers. And the Holy Prophet appointed Amirul Mu'minin Imam Ali alayhi salam. So the start of the month of Dhul Hijjah is the start of showing the status of Amirul Mu'minin salamullah alayhi as Nafsul Nabi. As we go further in this month, we have the greatest occasion of Eid al-Ghadir, the Eid of Walaya. Okay, inshallah there will be, we will have a celebration on it. Also, we have the occasion of Al-Mubahala, that challenge, that debate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it, that the Holy Prophet and his noble family members, excludingly five people. And in that, Amirul Mu'minin again is referred to as Nafsun Nabi.
She and Sunni have narrated this. That's why the month of Dhul Hijjah, apart from Hajj, is also the month of Wilayat. And Wilayat is the core and the essence of Islam. Wilayat is through which that you can, inshallah, connect to Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam and ask them to take your hand with their shafa'a, and from our end, seeking their means, and from their end, taking our hands to be elevated and to go up. Now, the first 10 nights and days of the month of Dhul Hijjah are known in the Quran as the time that you and I are expected to remember God much. This expression is used only for the month of Dhul Hijjah. Throughout the Quran, you don't find it for any other months of the year. With all respect to the rest, I'm showing you this to show the significance of the month and this time of the year that we are in. And wallahu alam, whether next year any of us will be alive around to be again meet this opportunity of Dhul Hijjah or not. So make it as if it's the last opportunity in our life, okay? In Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that it is obligatory for you to remember وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. They should remember the Almighty God in the known days. And the Rawayat says the known days, it means the first 10 days, including, of course, the nights of the month of Dhul Hijjah. The first already passed. If I was heedless today, make sure that from tonight onward, I'm inshallah heedful and more conscious about my religious duties. All the way to the day of Eid al-Adha, Eid al-Qurban, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. Another ayah similar to this in Surah Al-Baqarah, the Almighty God refers to especially 3 days and the nights of the month of Dhul Hijjah, and refers to them that you should remember وَذْكُرُ اللَّهَ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Remember the Almighty God in the counted days, and those counted limited days are referred to as ayyam al-tashriq, yani the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th of the month of Dhul Hijjah, almost in the middle of the night of the month of Dhul Hijjah. Now, so of course, I should always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the month of Dhul Hijjah is more expected from you and I to be mindful of the Almighty God. And remembering God has different degrees. Who am I? I'm consisting of my body and mind, my body and soul, isn't it? Therefore, the remembrance of my tongue is to say certain adhkar. Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah. Inshallah, I tell you tonight, one of the best adhkar, that as you are driving, you are walking off the road, wherever that you are, you can say this dhikr and nobody would notice. The dhikr of my eyes is in this month, especially be more mindful of what you watch, who you watch, okay? Lower my gaze, tame and control my eyes where I was not supposed to, what I was not supposed to look. And the dhikr of my ears is not to listen to what I'm not supposed to listen and so forth. And most importantly, the remembrance of my heart is try to be more mindful of God. Be more God conscious. And the way to bring ourselves more God conscious in our heart is say the adhkar, be in the radius of people, places, you know, places like this, that inshallah more opportunities for remembering the Almighty God. Certain adhkar and certain rituals and recommendations to boost our spirituality are mentioned in this month. One of them, remember always, on the top of all the a'mal in terms of the rewards, brothers and sisters, is the salat. After salat al-wajiba comes the mustahab prayers. I quote from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam, that the Imam says that my dad, yani Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam, used to tell me, Ya Bunay, my dear son, make sure that you don't miss the turek at salat between your maghrib and isha in the first 10 nights of the month of Dhul Hijjah. Yani, if already I missed it tonight, tomorrow night, plan it that from tomorrow night, anytime I say miss, because in case someone was not aware, and Maghrib and Isha prayer, we have already offered it. From tomorrow night, after you finish your Maghrib prayer, before you start the Isha, 2 rak'at, and so simple, subhanAllah, how easy the Almighty God give us abundant rewards. and how lazy we are to grab it. The Salat, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that my dad taught me that, of course, I have received it from their ancestors, from the Holy Prophet, is 2 rak'at with the intention of Salat of the first 10 nights of the month of Dhul Hijjah. Hamd, Qul Huwallahu Ahad. After Qul Huwallahu Ahad, you recite Ayah 142 of Surah Al-A'raf. وَوَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 لَيْلَةً وَأَتْمَمْنَاهَا بِعَشْرٍ فَتَمَّ مِيقَاتُ رَبِّهِ 40 لَيْلَةً وَقَالَ مُوسَى لِأَخِيهِ هَارُونَ اخْلُفْنِي فِي قَوْمِي وَأَصْلِحْ وَلَا تَتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ الْمُفْسِدِينَ. If you don't know it off by heart, inshallah you have Quran app in your mobile, you can read it from your mobile or from the Quran, or write it on a piece of paper. Couple of nights you read it, mashallah, you can memorize it. So start with reading from the Quran or the app or from the paper until you memorize it. Now, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, look at the reward of it. This salat that literally will not take more than a couple of minutes of your time between Maghrib and Isha prayer, you will be written among those who have performed the Hajj, and you get the reward of going to Hajj. Allahu Akbar. This year, the way to Hajj is closed for other than those who live in Mecca. And I hear some of the brothers, sisters, they say they hate this pandemic and those who are behind it. I miss out on the Hajj. God says, really, you regret it? Really, you want to get the reward of Hajj? Here you go. I've made an alternative for you. Let me see how many of us are really, truly interested to go to Hajj this year. 2 rak'at salat between Maghrib and Isha prayer. And Imam Sadiq from his ancestors has guaranteed, inshallah, you get the reward of going to Hajj this year. How generous the Almighty God is. At the same time, when you read this salat, offer this salat, or before you offer the salat, it would be good if you want to elevate the status of your salat. Brothers and sisters, quickly let me again make it between brackets. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, his Fajr prayer was how many rak'at? Holy Prophet of Islam, his Fajr prayer was 2 rak'at. You and I, our Fajr prayer is also 2 rak'at. So there is no difference between the quantity of the Salat of Imam Ali, the Holy Prophet, Ahlul Bayt, and our Salat. Both of us were bound to offer 2 rak'at as Salat al-Fajr. What is the difference then between my Salat and the Salat of Amirul Mumineen? The difference is the quality. And the quality comes from ma'rifah, from the insight, from the knowledge, from your connection or disconnection in your Salat. How much your heart is with you during your Salat, okay? Keep this in mind and come back to our discussion. Now, if you want to elevate the spirituality of this Surah at Salat, beforehand, spend some time to reflect on this Ayah 142 of Surah Al-A'raf before you offer it in your Salat. وَوَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى وَاعَدْنَا, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a mutual meeting. Like the Almighty God gave an audience. Prophet Musa alayhi salam, you say, Ya Allah, arini anduru ilayk. Ya Allah, I want to see you. I want لَغَاءُ اللَّهِ. I'm eager in earnest in meeting with my Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the audience, the permission is given. Now you have an audience with me. حَدَّثْ وَلَا حَرَجْ. Come and talk to me as you wish. Brothers, sisters, wallah, I say this from the bottom of my heart. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had something for you, inshallah, tonight, you would not be able to attend this dua kumail tonight. Unless there is a divine invitation, we will not be able to make it for our wajibat, mustahabat, or anything that we want. But of course, opportunities come to us with some excuses, something that will be done. You never know, someone somewhere in the world has prayed for you, your mother has prayed for you, all of the sudden you get the tawfiq to do something good, to reap the rewards of it. So وَوَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 30 لَيْلَةً. Initially it was supposed to be 30 nights. And then because Moses was so eager, God says, Ya Rab, soon it finished, I want to stay longer. The Holy Prophet says that before Musa alayhi salam goes for that miqat, which happened in the months of Dhul Qa'dah and the first 10 nights of Dhul Hijjah, by the way, as we are now in, the Holy Prophet says, you know, before that, Prophet Moses had no appetite to eat, to drink. He could not sleep. Example for you and I to understand is just like when after a while of separation, now two lovers are going to join. This boy and girl were engaged. The boy was somewhere else in the world. The girl was somewhere else in the world. And now the pandemic is over. And inshallah, she or he's flying, coming to Sydney. And now they know that next month, the flight is for next month. I bet you that from now until next month that she's going to land, this guy is just going crazy. You can easily see that it's affecting his life. His mind is always about that date. And he keeps, or she, they both of them, inshallah, mutual, they keep the count against how many days, 25 days left, 24 days left, 23 days left. You see? Pray to God to make us also fall in love with him, the true love, the real love, the perpetual and the permanent love. I will tell you how to do that. So by the way, the Prophet says that Prophet Musa, before he goes for that miqat, he had no appetite to eat, drink, he could not sleep. Shawqan ila liqa'i, because he was so eager in earnest in meeting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we are reading this surah, often this surah, Salat and wa wa'adna Musa, remember that I'm saying that, ya Allah, Prophet Musa is my role model in that sense. Make me also fall in love with you. Make me enjoy my salat when I'm communicating with you. Because when you stand towards the Qibla and say, Allahu Akbar, that means audience is given to you, a divine audience. You also have an audience with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Talk to him. Another golden opportunity, I'd mentioned this couple of weeks ago, and I want to reiterate, especially because of this occasion. Brothers, sisters, don't say I didn't hear it. You are conscious, but again, I'm reiterating it. Alhamdulillah, in the month of July, short days, long nights, golden opportunity, take advantage of it. And the month of Dhul Hijjah is the month of fasting. Please, for those who are healthy, take advantage of your youth and fast as many days as you can. Fasting in the first 10 nights, 10 days, in the first nine days of the month of Dhul Hijjah, of course, with the exception of Eid al-Adha, the first 9 days of the month of Dhul Hijjah has the reward of fasting all year round. So you fast for a couple, 8-9 days, and it's written for you as if you fasted all year round. Isn't it amazing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do you see how generous is reward? That's what I wanted to take a break from Tafsir Du'a Kamil and speak from another aspect about Tafsir Du'a Kamil and the spirituality, to remind you and myself, please take advantage of these opportunities. Try to fast in the months of Dhul Hijjah. If you have any qada fasting, obligation to make it up. If you don't have qada fasting, even better, save it for your akhirah. Remember, as-sawmu junnah. These are the shields that we can make for ourselves to protect ourselves. Wallahi al-azim, time will come soon that inshallah you live long enough, you become old, you look back, months of Dhul Hijjah will come and say, I'm sorry, I'm not fit to fast. The doctor has prohibited me. I'm unable to fast. Worse than that, time will come after the life of Dunya, Rahmatullah, Alayhi, Sheikh Mansour, Inna Lillah, Wa Inna Ilayhi Rajoon. Any of us, Ahmed, Mahmoud, Nizar, all of us, time will come, we look back and say, I wish I could come back to this Dunya. I wish I could come back to do what? One day of fasting. Now that I can see how much it benefits me, I wish I had fasted the whole days. I wish I had given charity much more than that. فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Now we have this opportunity. Next Thursday evening will be the night of Arafah. Allahu Akbar wa ma adraka ma Arafah. Next Friday daytime will be the day of Arafah. These are unique golden opportunities. Please mark it in your calendar, brothers and sisters. If possible, reduce your worldly affairs a little bit to pay attention to your akhirah. And if you're so busy that you have no time, you say that, Sheikh, I'm running crazy, my work is so busy, fast. Fasting doesn't take any of your time. In fact, you don't need to worry about taking a lunch break, okay? And at the same time, it will be written for you 12 hours of worshiping every day of the month of Dhul Hijjah. And I want to finish with this. Remember, in the month, as I promised, as you are working, driving, wherever you are, say the dhikr la ilaha illallah. The The dhikr la ilaha illallah is a dhikr that does not involve your lips. We call it dhikr al-khafi. No one would notice it, but so rich with spirituality because Islam began with this. La ilaha illallah is the price of paradise. Keep saying la ilaha illallah consciously with it, conscious to the meaning as much as you can, inshallah, and reap the rewards of it. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this dua from that we know it from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam. I just quickly mentioned the translation. My time is over. Thank you for your patience. Oh Allah, I ask you to enhance my provision of loving you. Ya Allah, make me fall in love with you. Ya Allah, make me love those who love you to be my role models and follow them. Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Ya Allah, make me to love any path and practice that brings me nearer and closer to you. Bijahi Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad wa bihurmati salati ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad ba'ala aswatikum. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.